ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Baldwin, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank Schmier.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Emerald to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Emerald.
Caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia can be challenging. However, with the right approaches to care, meaningful relationships, and special times will continue. If you need help taking care of a loved one with dementia, call Comfort Care St. Louis today to learn more about DementiaWise, our comprehensive care program to enhance the lives of those living with dementia. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible.
What makes Appello Window Appello Window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Appello Windows and Doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear pit-a-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
Crossed over.
What?
If I never, you heard ever said, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's another great day. Even if it is humidity level of, I think it's 160%.
Feels like it.
But here's the good news. This is the beginning of the end for a while, because they say the weekend, fantastic.
85, low of 65. Nice.
I've got a Diet Coke, and you know when you had, you could feel a belch coming on?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had our engineer put in, it's a GBS, it's a Gates belch suppressor. The Gates company, which used to be the biggest name in control board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They still make accessories. And so he put a Gates belch suppressor. So even though I feel it coming on, I'm not worried about anybody hearing it.
Oh, right.
Hmm.
Because this thing will just suppress
instantly
it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you won't even hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. And Mike Breitenstein. I mean, he put it in, so thank you. I feel good today. Got a huge announcement probably tomorrow. Maybe the single biggest announcement ever on this show, probably tomorrow. Does anybody have anything to say?
Hmm.
No, I don't. I don't either.
All right, well, we don't have to shut it down.
No,
because,
no bird segment.
We never opened it.
There's nothing to open up. Today is Wednesday. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, every Wednesday, comes in the 4 o'clock hour after the news block. So here's what I say we do. Yeah, I usually come in here with some kind of story, something that I saw on the way here. No, there's nothing happened. It's just I'm trying to kill a groundhog. I don't know how much of a story that is. I hate those things.
The ones under your stairs?
Yeah. And I've got like a 45 carbine. I mean, that's a big gun. Knocked him right down. He won't come out. He knows that gun is by the window. Mm. Honest to goodness, he won't come out. So I went on Amazon, I ordered a groundhog trap. It's coming today. And I ordered a snake catcher because 3 days ago, the fourth 6-foot-long black snake got in our house.
Oh. Got in the house?
Yeah, in the basement.
Oh, it's a shame Carson wasn't, your grandson Carson wasn't there. He was wanting to see a snake.
It actually is, except that the snake, everyone that's come in the basement, and there have been four now, and they're all, 5 to 7 feet long. They've all gotten stuck on these big glue traps, like for rats. Uh-oh. Have you ever touched one of those? It's the sticky.
No, it is.
You can't get it off. It's the stickiest substance in the world.
I know someone that tried to pull a mouse off of there.
Can't do it. You
pull
rip
their feet off.
It will rip. It will rip the animal apart. Yeah. It is the stickiest substance ever invented. Go to the hardware store and get one. It's just called rat glue trap, and just barely touch your finger to it.
We've had those,
you almost have to go to the emergency room and have it taken off.
Those bug strips, for whatever. Usually those little gnats get in your house or those fruit flies, and I'm sure it's kind of close to the same material.
No, it's not.
But to
this
a
is 100.
Nth degree, you're not just trying to trap a.
This is 100 times. Let's put it this way: I go down there, and this thing has slithered onto the glue trap, and then they start flipping and flailing and works his way over to another glue trap. He's got two of them on him, so there's no getting him off. Like Dan said, if you go to pull him off, you just rip him apart. So I just slapped the two together like a hamburger. I made a snake burger and tossed him in the woods. Not going to cut that thing loose. It would take 2 hours, and meticulously with a blade and
You still have the friend that the last time you had that, she came over and...
She came today, but this was 3 days ago.
Oh, good thing
Thank
she...
goodness. Thank goodness, because...
What eats snakes? What animals?
That's a good question.
Mongoose, rodents,
we don't have
probably.
Any mongoose. I'll bet groundhogs.
Like raccoon, maybe?
Yeah. I'll bet a raccoon could eat. Anybody knows about, animals, you herpetologist, how about that word? What does eat snake? A black snake we know is good to have around because it eats mice and rats and whatever.
Yeah.
But what eats the snakes? I say you're right. I say groundhog and raccoon and maybe possum.
Oh.
I say they.
Oh, yeah, those things.
Would eat them because what else? A deer is not good. What else would eat it? I got everything in my yard.
Oh, eagles. Oh, yeah. We forgot about, birds
hawks,
of prey.
I have hawks and eagles, and I have those. I have hawks especially, rarely, but sometimes an eagle. They'll come down and get them. You ever go on YouTube and watch hawks pick stuff up? Like people's little dogs and stuff?
No, I couldn't watch a hawk pick up a dog, but I've seen some of those.
It's kind of tough to
watch. Or the fish ones, the ones that dive in the ocean.
Yeah, they
the
see
ocean
them
and,
in the water
and
from
just
the air.
Out with their talons, they grab a...
All right, the phones are ringing. I didn't give the number. Let me give the numbers. Here's the deal. Today, we'll talk about anything you want today. It's just kind of one of those days. We'll just kick anything around you want. You got a question? We probably have an answer. If we don't, somebody who's listening will. From most cell phones, star, KTRS, and any other phone, 314-969-KTRS. KTRS is 5877. So that would be, let's review, star, 5877 or 314-969-5877 or 888-550-5877. Let's go to Mary Lou. Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm having a terrific day.
I know. It is. It is a good one. Hey, I was calling about your groundhog problem.
Mm-hmm.
We have groundhogs, too. Mm-hmm. We slowly eliminate them, but... They love cantaloupe. So if you're going to set your trap.
No, I read that, and apple. So I've got an apple ready. I'll cut it up. And most fruits, cantaloupe, apple. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, but no citrus. Don't ever put citrus out because they hate it.
They said apple. That's not really citrus, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
Oranges, lemons, grapefruit.
No, you're right. You're right. I'll get him. I'll take a picture of him in the cage, send him to my grandson, and I won't show my grandson the picture of me blowing his head off.
No.
I'll take him to release him, I will.
But well, where are you going to release him?
Neighbor's house, down the road.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's right. Then.
Down the road. No, I'll take him to the end of the road. I live in the country, in the woods. I take him to the end of the road. There's nobody down there. There's no house down there. Just put him in the intersection and a mile away and let him out.
Well, Frank,
what do you suggest? Kill him? You want me to kill him?
Well, you need to check with the Missouri Department of Conservation how to eliminate pest animals like this.
Mm-hmm.
But taking them a mile down the road, he'll be home within an hour.
Then I'll do what I did with the other family of three. I killed every one of them. I shot them all and killed them.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't have a problem with that. They burrow under foundations, concrete. They can cause things to collapse. I mean, they really can tunnel.
Oh, they're horrible. They're horrible. They ate the wires out of my husband's van.
There you go. Now, see, and I don't see any difference in that killing a squirrel or a mole. Man, those moles, there's nothing uglier than that, except a rhinoceros. A rhinoceros is uglier than a mole. So I don't have a problem with that. They're pests. They're rodents. You know, possum.
We probably killed about 15 groundhogs in the last couple of years. A little over 50 skunks. Almost that many raccoons.
See, I have no problem killing a skunk.
Yeah, they're horrible pests.
I had a family of skunks under my front door porch. Oops. Right under the step up to the front door. Whole family. And I thought, one day, I'm going to walk out the wrong time.
Oh, sure.
And I'm not going to get that stink out for a year.
That's right. You'll have it forever.
But tomato sauce, I heard. That's the way to,
Somehow they went away.
Oh, that's good. Or if you have a problem with trapping or whatever, you can always find both of their entrances into their little burrows, because groundhogs always have two. And
yes,
cover them up. Back up your truck or your car, whatever you have, and put that black pipe from the exhaust in there and catch them at night while they're sleeping.
Well, there's online you can find it's some kind of bomb. It's called something. It looks like a stick of dynamite, and it's a smoke bomb. And you stick it in that hole, and when that fuse hits that thing, it fills that burrow with this toxic smoke.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of stay away from it when you do it. I saw that online, too. YouTube's got everything.
Don't they, though?
All right.
Yeah, don't they? They're great.
All right, Mary Lou. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too. Paula, see, chicks dig us. Paula, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and I have the answer.
And you have a great voice. Let me start by saying that.
Oh, go on.
Well, you do. you can talk to me all day. In fact, why don't you talk to me till 6 o'clock?
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, if you want to kill them without having to do anything except for a little mixture, you mix some fly bait. Golden Malrin is what it's called. That's a brand.
Yeah.
You mix that with some Pepsi and a little dish. But you have to keep it away from, if you have dogs or cats or anything, you have to put it under the porch where they can't get to it.
I don't have any dogs or cats right now.
Okay, then this is good. You put it in there, and in the morning, they'll all be just laying there. They went...
That seems kind of cruel, but that seems kind of cruel because is it an agonizing...
Everything that I've had tore up? Oh, no.
I know. Is it an agonizing... Where a bullet in the head is instantaneous.
They go to sleep.
But I kind of enjoy shooting them because I shoot them from the kitchen. I open the kitchen window and from inside the kitchen, I put my ear protectors on and I just from in the kitchen and boom. They're hard to kill.
Oh, I don't want to ruin that fun.
They're hard to kill. Yeah. No, I won't let you ruin it. It's fun. And they're hard to kill. If you don't hit them right, they'll try to come back and get up again. You have to hit them
again. They'll just keep tearing everything up.
Now, you do know that there are a lot of people right now who think this is horrible, but
yes,
those
and they
are,
want to kill me.
Those
and
are people.
I don't really
those
care.
Are people who have no idea how much destruction. Same thing with coyotes. Coyotes kill farm animals. They kill chickens.
Yes, and I felt terrible last week. I called in right at Dr. Doug's show, and I'm going, "Oh no, he's just talking about how he don't like to kill anything," and I just did that. Where we hunt
the
coyotes?
Where's the line? Okay, these people that say you shouldn't kill. Where's the line? Is it a spider? Is it a fly? Yeah. Is it a fly? Or is it something a little bigger, like a slug, a snail? Where's the line? Where's the line?
Exactly.
And I've heard people say, well, anything with a face. Well, a rat has a face. A mouse has a face.
And also, if you put dryer sheets in the engines of the stuff, like any of your cars that are just sitting in the garage.
Yeah. That'll keep them out?
It keeps them out.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I had a neighbor, a squirrel, got in under the hood of his car and chewed the wires.
Yes, they will.
And Darwin started, and he goes out, there's a squirrel, dead squirrel in there.
Dryer sheets, and there's another sheet that you can get from the farm supply that you can just put in there, and it keeps them away.
All right. I could talk to you. I could talk to you all day. Do you talk for a living? Are you one of those sex caller things? Or, you know, like the 900 number where the woman talks real sexy to you?
I don't know if that's still a thing nowadays. That,
yes, it is.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know.
I have to talk to customers. So.
Well, your boss is lucky.
Well,
or if you're the boss, your business is lucky.
Go on.
All right, thank you, Paula.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Anytime.
Wow.
Yeah, how about in about 15 minutes? Look at this. Vicky. I'm telling you, chick magnets. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Now, let me, can I analyze your voice? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm the smoker whiskey person.
I was going to say, smoking and whiskey. and that laugh, that's a great laugh. I'm not condoning that. I'm not condoning that from a health standpoint. I don't think you would either. But
no. But
it does give you your voice character.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
My problem is squirrels, and
we've had them in the attic.
Well, these are just outside, knock on wood.
Okay.
They keep getting into my bird feeder, which is supposed to be squirrel proof, but it doesn't work that way. They've ruined my hummingbird feeder. They've actually pulled out the little ports, you know, where the birds stick their beak in. They're just terrible. Would those sticky strips work on them, do you think?
Squirrels?
Boy, I don't think. Well, the sticky strips. I'm
if
talking
they
about,
walked
you,
on it.
No. Well, yeah, they would. If you put them down flat and they step on it, they're not going to get off. They're stuck. They're not going anywhere, and they will die because they can't get off it.
Okay, so then I would have to pick it up with this squibbly little squirrel on it and throw
dispose,
it out in the woods.
Yes, and dispose of it because you won't get the squirrel off.
Or just pick them up with a shovel.
Yeah, scoop it up. I've done that. Scoop it up and sling it. But don't touch the middle of that sticky cardboard, that trap. Don't do it, okay?
Okay, I'm going to give that a try.
Vicky, do you still smoke and drink?
Yes.
What do you smoke?
Salem Ultra Light.
What do you drink?
Wine.
Wow. I would have figured you for a whiskey drinker.
No whiskey.
How long have you smoked and how long have you been drinking?
Oh, my God, way too long.
Right, well, at least you know it and you enjoy it, and I hope you live to be 100.
Thank you very much.
All right, Vicky, thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Great laugh. And then the shame that to get that laugh, you got to chug down alcohol and smoke cigarettes. And I've told you before, the best voices in the radio business that I've ever worked with, smokers. Dan, smoker. Listen to that voice.
That's voice.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
See? Hear that? Smoker. Listen to me. Non-smoker. Like a helium breather.
Yeah. The peon was a smoker.
What have we done to deserve the women? Is this a woman?
No.
Jewel, you're a guy?
Yes, I am.
Jewel, how are you?
I'm good. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, I just wanted to say, I got a friend that carries some sticky traps in his car. When somebody parks or otherwise ticks him off, he'll get out and slap one on the front windshield.
Let me tell you something. No. I've seen that. That's the nastiest thing. That the guy better or woman better have done something really horrible.
Yeah.
Because when you put that on a windshield, they're probably just going to have to get a new windshield. They're getting that stuff off. I don't even know what you'd use to get it off. It would take forever. They used to make sticky pieces of paper, and you slap it on the windshield, and then when they get in from the inside, it said, "Hey, a-hole." It would say, "Don't you ever park like that." You know these people that take two spaces or park at an angle? Yeah, they'd stick them on there, and they knew they weren't going to be able to drive home because you can't see, and you just can't just rip them off. All right, Roy, Jewel, I'm sorry, Jewel, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
All right, this is Roy. Hello, Roy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I want to start off saying AM and the PM.
That's a good thing to start with.
Hey, I just want want to say a couple things real quick. Frank was talking about that, you know, that snake on that strip.
Yes, he was.
What if another animal gets on top of that animal to get it, and then another animal gets on that animal, and you got four or five animals stuck on that strip up there, you know?
Well, that would have to be a bigger strip. It's about four inches wide by 8 inches long. You get a two or three animals stuck on there.
It's kind of weird thinking about it.
Yeah. You sound like you may be a smoker, too. Are you a smoker?
Well, I'm quitting though right now, though.
Ah, that's what they all say.
I'm almost done.
Good for you. Drinker?
No, don't drink at all, though, Frank.
All right, there you go. You can live
it. Hey, you know, I was going to tell you, like, I'm known as the joker in my family because I tell the jokes all the time.
Uh-huh.
And they're all your jokes. You know?
That's fine with me because my jokes aren't even my jokes. I don't know whose they are. I don't know who writes them.
I tell them later on, I say, you know, them are Frank opinions, you know.
Good for you. I appreciate it.
Tell me
a joke.
Well, you know, I know a bunch of them, but I don't know if I can say them on the radio.
No, come on. You know a joke that you can say on the radio. You're the family joker.
The jokes I know, though, are yours.
Yeah, but I don't tell any jokes on the radio that you can't tell or that I couldn't do on the radio. There's not one joke I tell with a dirty word in it. So tell me a joke. I mean,
I know a bunch of them, but I can't even think of one at all right now. That's what's crazy about it.
That is crazy, because I can think of right now 150.
Oh, you could.
Roy, thank you.
You know that ham sandwich joke you always told?
Yes.
Put a guy in the restaurant,
yes.
Ham sandwich?
Yes.
The only joke I've heard like three times and always missed the ending. I had to go into work or somewhere. I've never heard the end of that. I want to know what's the end of that joke.
You want to hear it now? I have to tell the whole joke. Can we do it?
Well, I'd love to hear the end of it.
No, I can't just tell the end because the rest of the audience.
Well, I'll listen to the whole thing again. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the joke.
Don't leave the room this time.
All right, here's the joke. Don't leave the room. A guy goes into a restaurant he's never been in before, and the waitress comes over and says, would you like a menu? And he says, yes, I would. So he looks at the menu, and he says, I see your specialty is homemade meatloaf. Is that right? She said, yes, it is. And it is homemade. My mama makes it. It's my grandma's recipe. He said, I like a lot of that tomato paste. She said, we put a lot of that on there. He said, plenty of onions? She said, plenty of onions. He looks further down the menu. He goes, I'll have a ham sandwich. So the next day, he comes in. Same thing. He says, I like a menu. Same waitress. She comes over and says, what do you think you'd like? He goes, I love chili. Says here that you got the thickest chili in town. I love thick chili. I don't like soupy chili. You got beans in it? She said, yeah. He said, onions? She said, yeah. Not too spicy? She said, no. He said, I'll have a ham sandwich. I like this guy. The next day he comes in. Same thing. She says, do you need a menu again? He goes, yes, I do. He looks it over and he goes, fried chicken. He says, you know how my mama fried chicken? She skinned the chicken and then she fried it and she put it in the oven, baked it a little bit, and then fried it some more, and it was perfect. She said, that's exactly how we do it. He said, I'll have a ham sandwich. So the next day, she sees him coming from across the street, so she takes a menu, and she just crosses out ham sandwich. He sits down, he looks at the menu, and she says, what do you have? And he's staring at it, and staring at it, and she says, all right, look, I got to admit something to you. I scratched your favorite thing. He said, well, then wash your hands and get me a ham sandwich.
I got it now. Oh, great.
All right, Roy.
I have a fast one for you. You want to hear it then? You want me to tell you?
No, tell it. Go.
This guy's walking down the road, you know, and he passes by this insane asylum. You know, and he hears people in there going, 13, 13.
This is the joke. And somebody's people just can't tell a joke, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're
okay.
Hold on.
You were supposed to.
Peon's right. I should not have done that. Give me one more. You got to have one more. I should have let you tell it. Go ahead.
You know,
huh?
You knew it, though, didn't you?
I know all of them. Give me another one, yeah. And I won't interrupt you. And I know I'll know it, but
I won't
stop you.
That's what I was really thinking of, you know?
Hold on, Roy.
If you're one today, and I'll tell yours after 5:30, everybody.
Roy, you're the family joker. You said that.
That's like after 5:30.
No, I want you to tell me another joke. Now, think of an old person joke, a military joke, a police joke, a bar. Yeah, come on. Guy goes into the bar. Yeah, dentist, a doctor.
Why don't you
come
just on. Tell that joke?
I know a lot of guys was in a bar, but they're all, I can't say on the radio.
Yes, you can, because I have been able to master the art of keeping the dirty words out of the joke. You can do it.
You know about the city guy going to the farm?
See?
Farmers down there in the country, don't you?
Well, I probably do, but go ahead. I'm going to let you tell it.
So he goes up and drives there, and he pulls over. He sees some milkweed growing in the back.
Let me get my hat.
No, you did it again.
Oh, shoot.
You can't.
I can't help it.
Oh, there you go,
sorry.
I can't help it. All right, Roy, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's just in me. I can't help it.
Know, I'm going to tell your joke to everybody after today, like, you know, I just knew it, you know, or something.
Give credit to this show.
But I will say it was Frank Opinion at the end. Always.
Give credit to this show.
Always. I've been listening to you guys since you started way back then.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. And you tell everybody to be listening September 18th, okay?
Sure. Love you guys.
Thank you, Roy. All right. There goes Roy. Let's see. We got any time? We got time. Let's see what the numbers again. We got all the time in the world. Most cell phones, Star. Oh, I got to do some business. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot. Star. Here. Here are the numbers. We'll do some business. We'll come back. Star KTR. We didn't even do the Burke segment. Star KTRS or... from other phones, 314-969-KTRS. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are the names of two guys who are financial planners with Stifel Nicolaus. And they're not these people that call you or send you a card going, hey, we're having a luncheon. You have to call them. And here are the types of people that call them. It's people who have $25,000 or more. People who are changing jobs or retiring, and they want to know how to handle the 401k thing or the retirement account, whatever kind they have. And that's very smart because there are regulations and rules and things, and you can be penalized if you don't move it soon enough to, and there are certain places you have to move. And it's just complicated. And you can actually lose money if you don't know what you're doing. So my suggestion, and even if you're not retiring or changing jobs, if you have $25,000 or more, wouldn't it be a great idea to get some good financial advice, even if you have a financial advisor? What can it hurt? There was Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. You'll hear Peon say that again later. And here's their website, and I know you know it. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they cleared an accident that was on westbound Highway 4064 after Big Bend, and traffic is still jammed back, it looks like, to about Boyle, and then it opens up after McCausland, a little heavy through Big Bend area. Southbound 170, that's jammed up from Del Mar down through Highway 40. You've got eastbound 270 heavy east of McDonald that goes through Highway 170. A report of a stall in the left lane on southbound 270 south of Manchester. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have the low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Several subjects approached to Good Samaritans, for lack of a better term, to help the victim of the motor vehicle crash.
When a gunman standoff with police ended with a carjacking and a shootout.
At that time, the suspect attempted to kidnap victims of Good Samaritans, attempted to steal that vehicle.
And shut down a major interstate all day.
He was unsuccessful because the vehicle was a stick shift. At that time, he attempted to kidnap, carjack another victim. He was successful in taking that vehicle to flee the scene.
We kept you informed.
We still have 55 southbound jammed up right around CUS 61 because of that earlier police activity. Looks like they are forcing off traffic now at 67. So we have a jam up starting at Route A.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this. Even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now. 324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation. Number 226715. NMLS. Number 2675699.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Message and data rates may apply.
Need a new filter for your refrigerator? Get it with Filters Fast. Can't find the filter you need at the big box stores? Get it with Filters Fast. Paying too much for brand name filters? Get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it, with Filters Fast. Even better, find out how to get your first filter free with free shipping by texting CLEAR to 543-543. At Filters Fast, we're the nation's largest filter home delivery company, with all the brand name filters, plus high-quality Filters Fast brand filters for a fraction of the price. Forget paying way too much for hard-to-find filters at the big box stores. Get the filter you need delivered to your door, saving you time and money with Filters Fast. Now that's a smart choice. And right now you can get your first filter free with free shipping. Find out how by texting CLEAR to 543-543. Text CLEAR to 543-543.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andrea continue that tradition on the hill of family-style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there. Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff, and yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or mamasonthehill.com.
Right now at CeCe's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, all of these lines are hot, except one person just dropped off, so maybe you could sneak in. Star KTRS for most cell phones. We'll leave it there. Quick word about Ballast Dental Care. We'll get right to your calls. I love it when people call. Ballast Dental Care has been around, I think they've been around about 47, 48 years. I've been going there 44 years. I got there when it was pretty small. I think they had three chairs. Now they have 10. And it's I've always tried to find a better way to say this. It's the dental clinic you didn't think existed, because I know there are a lot of you who are just convinced that it doesn't matter where you go to the dentist, it's going to hurt, and you're going to just be in agony, and you'll dread the next appointment, and it's not true. This place, I've never felt a shot, and I've had plenty of them. I've never dreaded an appointment. Did you hear Dan? You can hear Dan through the glass and through our headphones. Here's what he just said. Okay, who's this? Nothing, Dan.
Who is like this?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh.
So here's the thing. I'm going to encourage you, not necessarily for me, but it is kind of for me, because when you say your AM and the PM, we love that. But it's more for you. You cannot continue to not go to the dentist. And why should you continue to go to a dentist you can't stand? If your dentist, male or female, has bad breath, tells bad jokes, has a clinic that's just, it's just nothing, no spark, you don't like it, you're uncomfortable, they hurt you, somebody has BO, about to retire, just retired, maybe died, that happens. Dentists die. So now you go, oh, now where do I go? Well, guess what? This is actually good news for you, whatever it is, because now you get to discover Ballas Dental Care at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads. Again, I've gone there 44 years. I love this place, and you will too. BallasDentalCare.com. Back to the phone. What, these just different names today.
I know.
James, J-A-N-E-S, is that right?
James.
James, J-A-M-E-S. Michael.
No. Dan has never made a mistake, and yeah. He says you are James. What's up, James?
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just had a sticky trap story that I thought was kind of funny.
All right.
My wife, she's deathly afraid of mice, yet she's the only person I've ever known to have a mouse get into her car twice.
Oh, man. Aren't most women really scared of mice?
I don't know. Some
I
of
think
them are
they
tough.
Are. I think,
some of them are braver than I am, because they kind of get me, too. But
they don't bite people. You ever hear people getting bitten by mice or anything?
No.
So what's the big fear? They just kind of scurry across.
Rats, mostly.
Yeah. People freak out. So what's the story?
Well, so the second time she got a mouse in her car, she called me, terrified. I have to get rid of my car. because she's got this mouse in her car. Because she got rid of the first car because of a mouse, so the second one. So she went and picked up a bunch of those sticky traps, and she just put them in her car.
When she got the second one, didn't that kind of tell her that it wasn't really the car?
it's probably because the car is just atrocious. You know how, no offense, but know how women, clean their car.
I do. My wife.
Yeah, those women.
My wife's center console is jammed with coupons and 10% off some facial cream. It's got all that stuff in there.
Well, that's how she figured it out, because there was a bag of candy in the back that was half open.
Ah.
And she chewed through. So she got these sticky traps, and she probably got six or seven of them. And essentially, but they kept, obviously, they're going to get tipped over, knocked over, and they stick to her carpet.
Oh, yeah, not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So out of anger, she pulled in the driveway, and she ripped them all out of their car and threw them in the garage. And then, and then I get another call from her a day later, because we work different schedules, and I can hear this buzzing in the background because she's in her car, and I'm like, what is wrong with your car? She drove over the sticky traps when she pulled back in the garage.
my goodness. So the car tire.
For 3 days, she said she pulled over and she tried to pry them off of the tires and could not get them off the car.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about. This is the stickiest substance known to man.
Absolutely. She had to drive for, I don't know, three days, probably a couple hundred miles.
Just to wear it down.
Yeah, till where they finally wore off.
She probably tried to take a lot of sharp corners to rip it off of there. That's a
it
great,
was just funny.
That's a great and, story. And, the best part of the story is that she got rid of the car because the mouse got in it.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
We absolutely had to get another car second time now, so I don't know what to do.
I get divorced. That's what you do. He didn't say no way.
Right.
He's thinking about it. She won't let you. Who runs that house? James, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I had a mouse in my car. I'm trading it. Women, we love them. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Frank?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Frank, Dan, Ian, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. A lot of people are. Lots of people are.
Long-time listener since you came out of the cellar at the Golden.
About 1984 or 5.
Yeah.
A long
time. My mom used to make me breakfast when I was listening to you.
Wow. You know what? Was she breastfeeding you?
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear
it. No.
Okay.
Don't even go
yeah,
there.
I don't need to hear that I'm that old.
That was mean.
Yeah.
Hey, Eon, load the shotgun. I got a joke for you.
All right. I love this. My favorite thing. Go ahead.
All right. Little Susie, she's in second grade. Her science teacher, they're going to, Miss Biacha, is going to talk about fish that day.
Fish.
Fish.
Miss
and
Biacha.
So she starts out with. Who is she starts off with small fish to big fish and gets up to whales. And she goes, I would want to let you know that it is impossible for a whale to swallow a person because their stomach and throat is too small.
Please, please tell me this is not the semen joke.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Thank you. S-E-A-M-E-N. Okay.
No, it's not. You got me off guard on that one.
Well, there is a joke like that. Go ahead.
Oh, I've heard you tell it. So little Susie, who's Ernie's little sister, Susie puts her hand up and says, no, it's possible. And Miss Beatrice said, no, it's not, Susie. And Susie responds, but there was a whale that swallowed Jonah. And the teacher, she gets really upset and frustrated, and she goes, Susie, it is not physically possible for a whale to swallow a person. And little Susie says, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah about that. And the teacher says, well, little Susie, if you get to heaven and Jonah's not there, then what are you going to do?
Then I'll ask a teacher.
Susie says, then teacher, you ask him.
See, same thing. Oh. Same thing. Teacher goes to hell. Kind of the same joke. I'm going to wound him. I'm just going to wound him.
Yeah, you got me.
You're good. Oh, yeah, pretty good joke teller, though. I'll give you that.
I tried.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, go First Community and go Jenny Londoff.
Yeah, go Joe. Thank you, Joe. Here's Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Everybody is.
And I'm not pretty. I'm not good, but I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, that's better than doing poorly.
Load up the old Mossberg. I got one.
See, now we start. It's time. We haven't done this for a while. It's time. Go ahead. Get ready to be wounded. You got some gauze and bandage tape and all this stuff ready?
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Dan's walking down the street, and this beautiful blonde shell bomb goes walking by him.
Yeah. And by the way, if it were Dan, she would walk by him and just keep walking.
And she says, hi, Dan. And he stops and looks at her and says, do I know you? And she goes, yeah, I'm Frankie. Frankie? Yeah, from high school. Remember me? No, I don't remember any Frankie from high school. Well, I used to be Frank, but I've had a sex change operation. And they stand there and they talk for a little bit. And Dan looks at Frankie and says, well, I have to ask you this one question. What do you miss most about being a man? And she replies, my ability to parallel park.
You know, Tony, the reason we don't go for jokes like that, they're sexist, and it implies that women don't know how to parallel park.
I don't think that's a joke. You just told a story.
Yeah.
Where's the joke part?
You told the truth.
Where's your punchline?
The truth is not a joke, but we don't go for it, and I'm kidding, of course, and don't ever call here with a joke like that again. That demeans women. We don't do that.
All right.
I hope you learned your lesson, Tony. Thank you. Thank you very much. There's a similar joke about I had to have half my brain removed. The guy was becoming a woman. We don't tell that either.
No.
Because he's explaining the procedure. I had to have my, penis taken off, and then I have to have half my brain. We don't tell that joke because I don't like it. I don't like that kind of stuff. All right, here's what I do like. I like banking at First Community Credit Union, and I like the yard sale on Saturday morning. You will, too. It is, my advice would be listen to it if you've never heard it, certainly over the next 6 weeks or so. You might want to listen, or you might not be able to. I'll just put it that way, more to come. But the yard sale is 7 to 9 o'clock. The host is Paul Warner, and he does a fantastic job. If you don't know what it is, it's real simple. It's like a yard sale. People have things they want to sell, and they tell the price, and then people listening who go, oh, my goodness, I could use a second refrigerator in the garage, and the first people that call nail it, go pick it up and get it, and everybody wins. Some people sell something, some people buy something, and it's all brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, the best thing I've ever known to say is just that it's a great place to bank, and I know that some people just don't know what that means. What does that mean, a great place to bank? Well, think about it. What makes a great place to bank? First of all, a place where you can do all your banking, everything you need to, credit card, debit card, save money, borrow money, do some business banking. And they do all that. The other thing, when you say it's a great place to bank, is the way they operate, like a small town sort of Midwestern bank. But they're big. They have 43 locations. But I don't know of anybody else that big that hands you a popsicle if you go, man, it's hot outside. How about a popsicle? Or fresh popcorn all the time. Or just an attitude. Because they have an attitude that's you display for members that you don't necessarily have for just customers. And you are a member. You join First Community Credit Union. Now, that might make you wonder, ooh, join, what does it cost? Well, get ready. Sit down. It's a dollar. Yes, it's a dollar an account. So just do us a favor. Check into it if you would. If you'd like to keep this show going for a while, anyway, we'd appreciate it if you tell me your AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, they just cleared an accident from the right shoulder. It was in the right lane, right shoulder. Now it's cleared on westbound Highway 70 past T.R. Hughes. But traffic is still backed up between Mid Rivers and Highway 79. They were working with a stalled vehicle on southbound Highway 270 past Manchester. You're jammed up from Olive to about the J.J. Kelly overpass, and they've got slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170 is jamming up now from Olive down through Highway 40, and eastbound 40, your Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school, and when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
The Big 550 KTRS.